Hello, everyone. Welcome. And today is Tuesday, April 9th, 2024. I am Solid Blue Sister, and this is My Turn to Talk. There's music that sounds kind of janky. As always, I hope everyone's having a wonderful day. It's been a busy morning for me here in southern, sunny, windy California. And as always, whatever platform you are listening, be it live or the replay, much appreciated. Hey Blunt, how are ya? Welcome, welcome. Hey Minnesota, welcome. Mr. Enigma, welcome. Craig Lady, welcome, welcome. Hey Frankie, welcome. Song, I didn't do it, never do, before the show. See if I get this outro uploaded. I don't think I did that right. No, I didn't. Hold on one second, guys. I apologize. Okay. Here we go. So welcome. The belt generation versus timeout generation. And as always, usually when I have topics, it's because it's something that I talked to about one of my friends. But, you know, my friends and I, we talk a lot about discipline, how people raise their children, how we were raised, what's going on now with kids, you know. Everyone doesn't always agree, but that's fine. It's okay if you disagree. It's okay. You know, you should be able to agree and disagree without, you know, having issues, whatever. But I was raised in the belt generation, and I have very little patience for the timeout generation. And I'm just going to come out and say I have very little patience for other people's children, because I have found with most, not all, but most children that people know how to, in my opinion, again, my opinion, and this may be a harsh word for some people, people don't know how to control their children. They don't know how to, teach their children how to behave, when they're outside. You know, when they're around other people, they don't know, you know, they haven't taught their children how to use their inside voice, so to speak. I have been around children that yell and scream, you know, I mean, we've seen them in the store, you know, mom or dad are trying to shop and the kid is constantly screaming and yelling and the parents are, you know, either tuning him out or, you know, okay. Or, you know, they grab something to try to, you know, get them to be quiet. I've been in line with people checking out where kids just grab something and say, I want this. And, you know, the parent just buys it. Or if they put it back, you know, they tell the kid they can't have it, then there's a meltdown. You know, I grew up in a time where when we got to the store, your parents would look at you and give you that look, or they would say, you know, we're about to go into the store. You will behave. And it was not, you will not embarrass me, because my parents never believed, we didn't embarrass my parents, that my parents embarrassed us. You know, I don't think that children should embarrass their parents or be allowed to embarrass their parents with their behavior. So, hey Lou, welcome. So again, you know, I everybody has a different way, again, of raising their children. Mr. Gimmick says, I had an old neighbor that used to say, if you raise a child with love, mercy, compassion, understanding, and straight discipline, they will never misbehave. Crazy lady says, yes, I agree. Let's see. Blunt says, I'm a traveling nanny. I deal with spoiled kids that I wish I could beat. You know, and then there's another thing too. It's like, I had someone who, when I said that I spanked my son, I think I spanked my son, probably no more. I can probably count on one finger. I mean, on one hand, the amount of times I spanked my son. You know, he says, well, you beat your son. I said, no, I didn't. Spanking and beating are two entirely different things. Hey, sweet angel bear. Welcome. You know, but, I do believe that, you know, you should tap that behind every so often. You know, is that the first thing that you should do? Hey, Dred, welcome. Is tapping that behind the first thing you should do? No. You know, but there are some children that you have to go there with. You know, you can raise a child, you know, your child in the exact same house with the exact amount of love, the exact amount of discipline, whatever, and one child will go left and the other one will go right. You know, every child is different. But I, you know, all of a sudden we got into this timeout. All of a sudden it's this, you know, okay, well, you know, we're going to take a timeout and then you think about what you did, whatever. No, sometimes you need to tap that bottom, because we have too many children growing up turning into F you kids, you know. And I'm going to go back and I'm going to repeat what I said about a show that I saw on Maury Povich about 10 years ago, where the, you know, mom was on there saying, I don't know what to do with my son. You know, he's 16 and he's, you know, he's taller than me. You know, he is stronger than me. And, you know, he's always saying, you know, F you this and F you this. And Maury looked at her straight in the eye and said, he wasn't always taller than you. He wasn't always bigger than you. He was not always stronger than you. Everyone does not have to raise an F you kid. You know, do all parents deserve respect? No, because all parents are not good parents. There are parents that are absolutely horrible parents. But I also don't believe that you should curse your parent when they're older or when you get older. I do believe that there is a decorum of respect that you should always show your parents, you know, if, you know, they are deserving of that. Because like I said, there are some parents that are not. Hey, GP, welcome. You know, but I do believe that, you know, is it possible to raise your child and have them go in the right way, or raise them up so they're on the right path without spanking your children? Yes. Do I believe it's possible to raise your child and have them go in the right direction if you do spank your child? Yes, I do. You know, but I do believe that, and Dred, I'm taking one of your sayings, you know, when you say, you know, hey, buddy, you know, you want to put your pants on so we can go go to school, because you know you have to go to school, or hey, buddy, you know, why don't you go and do this? Do you think it's time to do your homework? No, go put on your clothes. It's time to go to school. Sit down and do your homework. You know, get ready to go to bed. You have to be in bed in 10 minutes. You know, we're so busy, you know, people are so busy trying to be a, you know, in my opinion, their child's friend when they're younger. You can be their friend when they get older. But when a child is young, they do need a decorum of discipline. And if they do something that they absolutely should not do, sometimes you do need to tap that butt. Because then they'll remember the next time that you do it again, this is what you're going to get. And they won't, my opinion. Dred says, bottom line, we knew better. Our parents did not take crap from us. And yes, I believe that too. I do believe that, you know, some of us grew up where we knew better. You know, I would never, ever think to curse at my mother, ever. I would never, ever think to curse at my father, ever. You know, because if I did, I knew what I would get. But also, it's like I have that respect there. I would never think to, you know, tell my grandparents to shut up or whatever. You know, and people are posting things on the internet, on TikTok and Facebook and all this other stuff, thinking that it's cute that, you know, their child is talking back to them, or, you know, or the, I mean, they just think that it's funny. And it's not. You know, Andrea says the hey buddy generation. Yeah. You know, Blunt says, I agree. You know, cursing at parents was a death wish. Crazy lady says, cuss at dad. No, like I like my breathing privileges. And the village loved, nurtured, protected, and also disciplined the child. Yes, that village was there. Hey, Juju, welcome. That village was there. You know, I grew up in a village. If I did something that my parents did not know about, believe me, Mrs. Hauser that lived on the corner, she made sure that my mother knew. Mr. Mayfield that lived across the street made sure that my father knew. Mrs. Wilson, I can name everybody who lived on my street, every last one of them on both sides. And I can tell you, before I even got in the house, my parents knew exactly what I did, knew exactly what my sister did. And if I didn't get it from my parents, I got it from the neighbors, which was worse. But see, now we live in, don't touch my child. Don't do that. Oh, you don't you say that to my child. Don't you? Oh, my, don't you do that to my child. Oh, don't you do that to my child. You know, your child is out there cursing at the neighbor. You're like, well, you know, your child is out here cursing me. Well, don't you, what did you say to him to make him curse? Well, why don't you, you know, it's like everybody is so busy trying to say what you not to do to your child. You know, why don't you take care of your, why is your child doing that in the first place? You know, GP says, my older brother got really beat. I learned from their mistakes. So GP, I'm asking you, were they spanked or were they beat? Because there, I do believe there is a difference between spanking and beating. You know, but at the same time, you know, it's like all of a sudden we turn into, if you do this to your child, I'm calling, you know, DCFS and we're going to take your child away from you. You're going to take my child away from me because I spanked them. Seriously? I spanked them. I didn't beat them. I spanked them. You know, there is a difference. Now, if you're in the house, you know, and I hear, you know, your kids screaming and hollering every night, and I see them next day and they have black eyes and welts and stuff. Yes, I am going to say something. But if your child is screaming and howling because they're trying to run from you because they're about to get spanked, well, you know, what did you do that you about to get spanked? You know, and I see that, you know, nobody wants to hear anything bad about their children. Nobody wants to hear that their child did this, this, and this, and this. Nobody wants to hear that their child's a bully. But I do believe that parents know how their children are. I do believe parents know that if, you know, their FU kids in the house, that when they leave the house, they're pretty much probably the same way. You know, then you have the kids that don't get invited, you know, to the birthday parties. And you want to know why. Well, how come you didn't invite my son? How come you didn't invite my daughter? Well, you know, your daughter's a little shit. You know, your daughter doesn't know how to behave. Your son's not a very nice person. Because I've never been one of the ones who believe in you got to give everybody a Valentine in the classroom. You got to give, you know, if you invite one person to your birthday party, you got to invite everybody. I'm not one of those people, because you come in to someone's private home, you can invite whomever the hell you want. And my kid may not like you to give a Valentine to, and vice versa. You may not like my kid to give a Valentine to. You know, so I don't know. But I do believe that this timeout stuff, timeout for what? You tell them to go into their room where some kids have the PlayStations and you know, it used to be they had a phone in their room. Now they have their own, you know, they have their cell phones. You tell them to do timeout and they're on their phone playing a game. Timeout is when you get nothing. You get nothing. You're sitting there with nothing. You're not watching TV. You don't have a phone. You don't have your video games. The dog is not in there with you to feel sorry for you so you can start playing and talking with the dog. Timeout is by yourself. I did see that TikTok video with the mom that spanked the little girl and the mother confronted her. You know, and then, you know, you have that. What if you're in a family where the parents are divorced and then you have that step parent and the child is acting up, whereas they have to get that tap tap, and you, the step mom or the step dad, you discipline that child. You spank him. Let's say you don't even spank him. Let's say that you just verbally discipline the child. Child goes back to you, boo hoo hoo hoo. Don't you ever talk to my child like that. Don't you ever say this. Don't you ever say that. Well, you know, what do? And Lou says, for me, it was easy. Just shut off the Wi-Fi. Crazy says, timeout to apply their next move. You know, crazy ladies, sometimes, yes. GP says, CPS was not really around the 90s, not like today. Dre said, this is why no one wants to babysit or date people with kids. You know what? I agree with you, Dredd. I mean, I do believe that, you know, you do have people who have a hard time getting a babysitter because they don't want to babysit your kids. You know, or if you date someone with children, and if you're older, you know, more than likely you will probably have kids. The children will be there, especially if they were in a prior relationship. You know, you do have to deal with, not with other people's children, but you have to deal with their mothers and their fathers too. Dredd says people put their kids on pedestals and give them a sense of entitlement. I totally agree. Lou says, I have only dated women with kids because I have kids also. And GB says, I don't date single moms. And everybody's children are not bad, you know, but then again, what if you date someone and your kids don't get along? What do you do? Or, you know, it's obvious that you're treating your kids a certain way, but then you're treating their kids a certain way. I mean, granted, they're not your children, but, you know, it's obvious that there's a distinct way that my kids are being treated as opposed to yours. But discipline is always dicey when you're going into a relationship, whether or not both of you have kids or not. Discipline is dicey. You know, are you going to be that belt person, or are you going to be that timeout? Are you going to warn them with, you know, you're going to get the belt, or are you going to warn them with a timeout? What transgression does a child have to do in order to get the belt? Blunt says, I used to have a rule of not dating a man with children, but fair use my rule. Dre says, been there, done that, out past. I've been traumatized. GB says, no kids, no wife, happy life. Dre says, I don't know. People get shamed for spanking their kids. And honestly, you know, why? Why are you shamed for spanking your kids? Because we have a generation of people who are now into the timeout. Everything is timeout. I don't think that you should. And I think if you're beating your children, you're abusing them. That's one thing. But spanking them? No. Hey, crazy lady. Welcome.
Hey, solid. Beat them like the redhead stepchildren they are. Just so you know. when it came, my dad, I mean, we had like one stepbrother growing up. But that meant it's not long. My dad had no household. And these are the way things are done in that world. And if they're not done that way, then, you know, we knew what would happen, you know? And I don't know. I think this generation, you know, everyone's like, everyone gets a participation award. What's with that? Are you kidding me? You need to let your child fail once in a while. So when they become an adult and they fail, they don't freak out. Go, oh my God. You know what I mean?
But do you include that with the whole discipline thing that you know, when I grew up, there was no such thing as a participation. You either came in first, second, or third, or you right. came in fourth, fifth, sixth, last, or whatever. I mean, and that was it. And everybody was fine with that. Everybody was fine with that. You know, the first three people got their little award, and everybody else, you know, we went home. We, you know, we all got some refreshments, and we all went home.
Right.
No one was like, oh, I didn't get anything. I mean, seriously. So is that part of discipline that, you know, you have to teach people, teach your children, you know, no, you're not going to get that toy when we go into the store. We're going to the store because you need, you know, new school shoes. That's what we're going to get. Do not ask for anything else. But I want, no, you don't. So, Dredd, welcome.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
First of all, these new generation kids, they're soft as cotton. I call them the marshmallow kids. Because you can't say nothing to them. You can't do nothing to them. And I really just feel like the government and everyone is just too much in our homes. It used to be if your kid fell out in the middle of the store, you could beat the bejesus out of them. And I'm not condoning that either. But one look, you know, your kid may have fell out on you one time. And when you went to the bathroom or to the car, they never did it again because you gave them that look and they knew not to try you. Now, you pop your kid upside the head. Next thing you know, somebody's at your door. It's you know, and as I said, the hey buddy generation. Hey buddy, can you put your shoes on? Hey buddy, do you want to eat your dinner? We were not given options. You were going to eat your food or you could go to bed. Have a good night. You were not going to talk back to your parents. If they told you to do something, that's what they meant. You ever hear the saying, I don't chew my cabbage twice?
No, I've never heard that one.
I used to hear that from Southerners. I don't chew my cabbage twice, which means I'm not going to tell you more than once. You're going to do what I tell you to do. Nobody asked us anything. They told us to do it. And it's like, yeah, people get shamed. People get shamed for even disciplining their children, for even raising their voice. And, oh, well, if you raise your children with love and compassion, you'll never have to hit them. Every child is not raised that way. Some of them, you need to lay hands on them.
Okay. All right. Well, I wanted to read. Let me go back and wanted to read one of the comments. Let's see. Where did I start? Okay. Mr. Nigma says the FU kids are usually the ones that wound up on America's Most Wanted list. Okay. GP says Mr. Nigma kids with no dads and. Dredd says to GP, that's false. A father doesn't equate to a respectful child. Lou says, yeah, they made everyone soft now. A formal welcome to Power Girl and Peter, or verbal welcome, formal welcome. GP says to Dredd, 85% of incarcerated men and women in America were raised by single mothers. Lou says to Dredd, my kids still have that rule. They eat what's cooked that day. Okay. Crazy Lay says dad laughed at us when we asked for an allowance. And okay. Okay, you're talking to Minnesota. Okay. Oh, ASL. Yeah, Minnesota does ASL. She also does ASL. And Frankie, I think that question was for you. So, you know, the single parent thing, I don't believe that children who are raised in households without dads don't have discipline. I don't believe that at all. I don't believe that children who are raised in with single moms have no discipline. I believe that, you know, you can be raised in a nuclear family and still your kids can still come out like crap. We see it all the time. We see it in the news. You look at some of these kids that were raised with both parents, and some of them very rich. Their kids come out like assholes. They may not be in prison, probably because their parents had the money to keep them out. But having a mother or father to me not having one does not equate no discipline. You can be a single parent. I know single parents who have raised their children not only with discipline and a very steady hand, but their children have gone on to be doctors and lawyers. And in one case, a judge.
But see, that's the thing. Single mothers are always the scapegoats. That's just how it is. That's the first place, specifically men, that's where they go to. Oh, it's the kids without a dad. They try to say it without saying it. You know, just like that comment, 85% of people, I've seen statistics where that is debunked. But okay, well, for the sake of argument, we'll say so. But where do they go when they go to the street? They go looking for father figures, correct? They go looking for other misguided men. So they see those men as father figures. And where do they learn nonsense from? Other men. So here's the thing. Discipline, and there are plenty of men who are incarcerated that said, hey, their father or stepfather was a little bit too heavy-handed. Now, that's where that's where it needs to go. Everything does not require the belt. It doesn't. You know, your kid spills milk. No, they don't need the belt. You know, hey, you get in a timeout because, you know, you're not listening. You're talking back. You know, and it's, I think, you ask what warrants a spanking. And I'm not even going to lie to you, Solid. I'm sitting here thinking like, well, what would warrant a spanking? Because I'm not afraid. I'll be honest with you. The fact that there has been so much shame surrounding spanking your children, I'm starting to think, okay, well, maybe they don't need to get spanked. Like, that's, and I think that's, that
might okay, be so, true. Okay, so let me ask this. If my son ever said, fuck you, to me, and yes, I am saying the word, if he ever said that to me, and he is soon to be 24, I would slap the living crap out of him. Okay. I don't care if he was 57. I'm going to slap the living crap out of him. But he knows better. He knows better because he knows how he was raised. So when you raise those F you kids and what have you, you know, and everybody's so, well, you know, you don't have to spank him. You don't have to do this, you know. No. You know, if a child does something where, I'll tell you another time when my child got spanked. We had just moved in to our house. My son was 3. And he had a very bad habit of wanting to run down the street. And we would tell him to stop. Whatever. Sometimes he would, sometimes he wouldn't. You know, I was like, you know what? I don't know where he's getting this from. You know, and he did it. I was getting some things out of the trunk or out of the back of my car. He decided he was going to take off. You know, and I went down there and I ran after him and I spanked him all the way back to our house. He's howling, screaming, whatever. And I'm like, don't you ever do that again. You know, you can get hit by a car, whatever. Don't you ever. You stay right next to me. You know, whatever. Somebody could take you. Somebody could do this, blah, 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 blah. Now, on the other hand, you can say, well, you know, why were you getting stuff out of your car and you weren't watching your kid? You know, kids, they move really, really fast. You know, that is a valid thing. But I can tell you one thing. After that, if I was standing somewhere and I told him to stay right there, don't move, he didn't move an inch unless his father or I said come here or whatever.
But that's just it.
You know, you have these kids. You know, there was a kid a couple of years ago. I'm driving back in I'm almost home. This kid just shoots across the street right in front of my car. I mean, literally, if I had not braked when I did, I would have hit him. I don't know if it was his brother or whatever. He starts yelling at the little boy and said, didn't you see her coming? Didn't you see that car? And I rolled down my window and I'm like, what the hell is wrong with you? Do you know that the father came out and said, don't talk to my son like that? And the other little boy was like, dad, he just ran from the, don't talk to my son like that. If you had hit my son, I would have sued you. I'm like, seriously? This is what you take from this? This is what you take from this? And when I got home, you know, I told my son what happened. I said, remember that time when you, whatever? I said, I know you remember. He goes, yeah, I remember that. I said, that's why you got that spanking, because that could have been you running in front of that car and get hit. It's okay for them to sue me, but if you're dead, that doesn't help me. That doesn't help me if I'm suing them and you're dead. Dread, that is a spanking thing.
Okay. Okay. But see, again, like I said, this is, and I know this is going a little off, but this is the poison of social media and the quote unquote, you know, times have changed thing. Because once upon a time, I wouldn't have had to think about it. It just would have been, hey, you know, I tell you to do something and you don't do it, I'm going to pop your tail. And I'm not saying I said it one time and you didn't do it and now I'm popping you. No. Hey, you know, stop playing on the stairs. Hey, stop playing on the stairs. What did I just say? Now I'm about to pop you on the tail because I just told you two or three times and you're not listening. So I need you to understand that you fall off these, you fall down the stairs, you can break something, you can hurt yourself, whatever. So yeah, let me let you know that this is wrong. But in today's time, somebody would say, well, no, you just make them sit in the timeout chair or you make them sit on the stairs for 5 minutes. And I'm like, and that does what exactly? They're like, oh, well, they don't want to sit there. They want to go play. They want to go do this. Make them sit there for 5 minutes. And somebody I went to school with, their kid, yeah, they're.
Just lost you, Dred. You said someone I went to school with, their kid, and nothing after that.
That little girl is all the way live.
Now we can hear you.
Sorry about, no, I said I went to school with someone who is a timeout parent. And they're like, oh no, we gentle parent. You know, we don't pop our children. They sit on the stairs for timeout. I'm like, really? Okay. And guess what? Their 4-year-old said, go get my yogurt. And the father got up and got the yogurt. I said, wait, You let your 4-year-old tell you to go get the yogurt? Daddy, what? I want my yogurt. Go get it. I'm like, yeah, all right. Okay. All right.
But that's what people do. That is what people do. I have seen kids, you know, telling their parents to do this, do that, and their parents are jumping up and down, jumping up back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Seriously? Uh-uh. And no, GGP, I don't play. I don't play. That's why I have very little patience for other people's kids. You know,
I feel like some parents today are like treating their kids like their households is a democracy, you know, like everyone gets a vote. Check it out. No, the kids don't get a vote. They're children. Who's the adult? We are, you know.
But don't you guys think, and crazily, I mean, I don't know, because again, I grew up in a time where it was the belt generation and it was respect, respect, respect. Do you think that people are so busy trying to be their child's friend? And do you think that discipline drives respect?
I think part of it does, yeah. Because, I mean, I have friends that, like, their kids will be, like, cuss at them, and I'm just, like, in shock. I even told one kid, like, hey, you don't talk to my friend like that. At least not in my presence, bro. I don't care. You don't talk to people like that, you know? I don't know. I don't know what it is, you know? Both my kids, they, I don't mess around either. You know, there's consequences for your actions. End of story.
You don't think that, you do not think that a parent should verbally discipline their children in front of someone else?
Well, if it wants it, what, then yeah.
Okay.
I mean, you don't have to cuss your kids out. You don't have to, you know, I don't like parents that do that, that call their kids all kind of Bs and MFers and all of that, because I think that that's just deplorable.
Yeah, but it is.
You should verbally discipline them, and you don't have to be nasty about it. You tell them, hey, listen, you don't speak that way. You don't do that. You know, and you can say it in a stern voice. You know, kids are going to be embarrassed when you correct them anyway because they don't like it, and that's okay. But to answer your question, the problem is, and I've seen this, you know, Solid, you know my story, but I have told people in the past, you are too busy trying not to be the parent that your parents were, that you're crippling your child. And I will always say this, our parents didn't get everything right, but they didn't get everything wrong either, because we knew better. We knew not to talk back to grown people. We knew that if you got on a bus and there was an elderly person getting up, you better move your feet. You knew to not interrupt grown people. You knew not to curse in front of grown people. You knew that if somebody in the neighborhood saw or heard you doing something that you had no business, and your parents found out, there were going to be issues. You couldn't run across the street to your neighbor's house. Oh, my mom just spanked me. The neighbor's going to say, uh-huh, why are you over here telling your mother's business? And what did you do? And you kindly got walked back across the street. Now, when you have parents who are trying to discipline their children, who are trying to put them on the right direction, on the right track, you got a parent across the street telling them, oh, you're abusive and you're doing it wrong. You need to take it easy on them. Okay, but they haven't cleaned their room in 2 months. It smells like a barn in there. They're failing all their subjects, but you want me to buy them a $500 PlayStation 5 because you don't want their feelings to get hurt? Yeah, we're crippling these kids because we were so traumatized by what our parents did. I mean, listen, my mother was heavy-handed, a lot heavy-handed than she should have been. She was, but guess what? She stand at 4'11". I don't mess with that woman. At 37, I don't mess with that woman. I'm like, all right, Ma, you got it. You got it.
Did you all get an allowance growing up? Because I got an allowance.
No.
Yes.
And it was that if you want it, you save your allowance and you buy it. So if I wanted that PlayStation 5, which wasn't around when I was coming up, you know, whatever, I had to save my allowance and I had to get it. You know, plus I also believe that children should get an allowance because it teaches them how to save money. And when they get their bank account, I think it's a good start for them in terms of finances and saving money, blah, blah, blah. You know, but it's like, it wasn't where, you know, it was like, well, you go out and you buy that for me, or you buy that for me. It's like, if you want it, you go out and you buy it. Because usually when you spend your own money, you appreciate it a lot better because you had to pay for it. That came out of your wallet. So if you mess it up, you're going to be a little bit more pissed if you screw it up or somebody else messes it up than if you spent or somebody else bought it for you.
I agree. I got an allowance, but I had to do chores.
I mean, we had to do chores in order to get that allowance. It wasn't like, oh, here's the money. We had chores that we have to do. And that's another thing. A lot of kids today are not doing chores. A lot of kids today are not doing chores.
Oh, yeah. I don't think they even know what chores are. It's like, first of all, nobody is cooking dinner. You know, like, you got these kids calling their parent, could you DoorDash me some McDonald's? Can you DoorDash me some Chick-fil-A? Can you DoorDash, Grubhub? So there's that. Then, you know, if you could get them to put their phone down for 20, 30 minutes, and Solid, a lot of these parents, even the two parent households, people are working just to make ends meet. I'm not trying to make excuses. I'm just trying to be empathetic.
But Dre, at the same time, you've always had two-parent households where both parents had to work, and in some households more than others. Everybody did not grow up like Beaver, the Cleaver, where dad went to work and mom was at home in her pearls and what have you, cleaning the house. You know, you had a lot of parents, you know, in certain cultures, they were always working. It was always two people who had to work. You know, so even then, you still had the kids that came home and still did what they were supposed to do and did not grow up as FU kids. Steve, welcome. You know, so there's that. I mean, there's a lot of things that you can debunk because, you know, everybody did not grow up like living with Ward and June Cleaver. Everyone did not grow up like the Brady Bunch with Alice the, you know, you had Alice the maid and mom still stayed home while dad went to work and was able to take care of a home with six kids, pay the mortgage and still pay the maid and buy dog food. Oh, you know, to me, it doesn't matter. You know, it doesn't matter if you, I mean, and we see kids who come from, you know, really famous families and rich families and stuff, and their kids are, you know, doing drugs. They're, you know, they're in and out of jail. True. You know, while you have those kids that, you know, mom may be a single parent or dad may be a single dad, or whatever, and their kids grow up and they are just fine. They are. There's nothing wrong with them at all. Well, I mean, we all have something that's wrong with us. I mean, no, none of us are perfect, but you know.
No, I got you.
You know, so
I think that sense of responsibility is gone too, because like you just said about having an allowance. You know, okay, I don't know. I want this new video game, or you and I get it. Things are expensive, but I could not have asked my grandmother or my mother to buy me $350 sneakers when I was 12. That was not going to happen. But I did buy my PlayStation 1 because I got a job working at the grocery store and I saved up money and I bought my PlayStation. I bought the games for my PlayStation, you know, because when I started having more expensive taste, then yeah, I started, you know, doing what I needed to do to get the things that I wanted. But my mom let me know, hey, just because you have a job, you still have chores to do. So yeah, you still have to do the dishes. You still have to do this. You still have to do that. My brother had his chores. So I think that a lot of the stability and discipline and foundation that we were built on is crumbling, because it's almost as if people are afraid to put the hammer down on their kids. I'm not spending $300 a week in DoorDash because, oh, I don't eat that. And I don't, okay, well, you just won't eat. You're going to clean up this house. And then they're like, oh, well, I've seen videos where these kids are like, you said it's your house, so why I got to clean it? Excuse me? Because you live here? You're going to clean? This is not a trap house. You're going to wash the dishes. You're going to clean your bathroom. You're going to act like a human being. Because so, eventually I have to send you into the world.
Okay, so let me ask this. First of all, a formal welcome to Ace. And Crazy Lady says, we didn't get paid for chores and we wanted money. We did extra stuff. Crazy Lady also says, and Dad had a rotation of chores. We did a set of chores for a week and then moved to the next rotation. My sister and I also had a rotation until she just did not want to do certain things. So it was like, I did it. I got extra money for it. And she got mad. But, you know, that's just the way it is. But, okay, so let me ask this. So your child is 16. And they're, you know, they've turned into that FU kid. And they're not doing this. And they're not doing this. You know, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do that. You know, you're doing everything you can. You're disciplining them. You spank them. You're trying to do the timeout. You're trying to, okay, buddy, you try to do the whole buddy thing and all that other stuff. Is it wrong of a parent to say, you know what? You don't want to follow my house, my rules. You have to leave. They're 15 years old, but you have to leave. And welcome the Maven. I mean, do you feel, I mean, is it time for them? You have to leave. Bye. See ya.
Well, you can't do that at 15 or 16 unless they emancipate themselves. You can't do that unless you're sending them to the state.
Okay. Let's say, okay, you're okay. And what if you did that? I mean, what if you said, you know what, you don't want to live here, you don't like my rules and stuff, why don't I call the state? Why don't we go down to DCFS, whatever, and I hand you over to foster care, and you can live there? Is that considered abuse, considering that you've been dealing with this child who has been doing so many things and turned into this FU kid since they were 13, and you know they just won't listen to you? They're hanging out with the wrong crowd. No matter what you do, they're just not listening. And you're trying your best. You've done everything. So you say, okay, fine. You don't live with me. Pack your stuff. We're going to go to DCFS and they can find some place for you to live. And then when you're 18, you can do whatever the hell you want.
It's harsh. It's harsh. But again, like I said, I've seen these things up close and personal, and I'm not mad at it. I wouldn't be mad at it because, like I said, I've seen and been through things. So, yeah, you want to disrespect me. You want to cuss me out. You want to lay down and have babies and, you know, run away for 2 weeks at a time and do it. Yeah. Bye. Leave. Because you're not going to put me in an early grave. Especially okay. If I'm not doing anything to you. I'm you know, I'm being good to you. Your mother's being good to you. You know, you just want to be... F you, kid. Yeah, F you too. Get out of my house. Go, okay, go make someone else miserable.
And let's say that you stuck it out with that kid, and then they turn 18, and literally on their 18th birthday, you said, "Okay, pack up, leave, but only take what you bought. Everything else I bought, everything else your father bought, everything else, whatever. If your father and I bought it, or whatever." If somebody else bought it for you, you can take it. Otherwise, it doesn't leave this house. Leave. You. I'm putting you out at the age of 18. You are at the majority. Leave.
Like I said, you know, a lot of you're not going to stay in my house and disrespect me. I'm not going to work 12, 13, 14 hours a day, come home, pay the bills, put food on the table, and you feel like you're going to say whatever you want to say or do whatever you want to do, despite the fact that I've given you everything you didn't want for nothing, you didn't need for nothing. You just turned into a spoiled little shit. Leave at 18. And I'm very generous. Take everything that belongs to you. So you can't say, oh, she was petty. No, you can take everything. Take everything. Take your TV, take whatever, because you might have to sell it to get some money. Bye. You think that the real world is better than this house? Because trust me, it isn't.
Okay, so the Maven says, isn't that giving up on the kid? Don't mean to be harsh. I don't think so. And again, I said, you have done everything. You have done everything. You know, your child turned from a very nice, sweet child into this person that you just don't know. They've turned into the FU kid. They're staying out late. They're, you know, they're not doing their homework. They're not going to school. I mean, they have just turned into this horrible person. And like Dredd said, are you going to put me into an early grave? So all of a sudden, does it become the parents' fault about giving up on the kid? Like, how much am I supposed to do? Are you supposed to make me gray, especially if you have other children that are in the house, or just my own life? Am I supposed to just stop everything because you decided to be a little shit? I mean, at what point do you know, is it giving up, or is it like, you know what, we're going to try something different? We're going to try something different. You have a problem with my rules. Everybody else is doing what they're supposed to do, but you know, you have a problem with my rules. You know, go live with your grandmother or your grandfather. I live with them. You don't want to, I guarantee you, you're not going to want to live with them. Is it giving up on your kids when they send them to some of these boot camps, which some of them have turned out to be horrible places, but the ones that haven't? I mean, so at what point is it your kid? Are you giving up on your kid, or is your kid just not wanting to follow the rules anymore just because they feel they don't have to?
Good question. I mean, there are other alternatives. Hey, you're 18. Here's what we're going to, you know, and me, I'm all about options. Okay.
Okay. Wait, hold on. I'm sorry, but Maven says might feel like justice to the parent, but it is not a great example of how people should treat each other. And she also says, hope there are other grownups around who might be able to help, but being at the end of your rope is a real thing. Okay, I'm sorry, Drake, go ahead. I just wanted to read all of her comments. Anyway, go ahead.
I would say, okay, you know what? At the age of 16, you can go to Job Corps. So, okay, maybe you need some time away from the house. Maybe you need to get away from here. Let me put you in a different atmosphere. That doesn't work. Okay, now you're 18. See, now the law says I don't have to do anything for you because you're an adult. The law says that I don't have to provide this roof for you. I don't have to provide food for you. I don't have to do anything for you. So what does that mean? That means that if you start bucking up at me and you disrespect me, and worse, if you try to raise your hand to me, it is no longer child abuse. It is assault. And if you hit me first, we're going to tussle, and then you're still going to leave. But before we get to that, hey, how about you go to the military? You want to try that out? You can even go to the reserves. Let's try something. I will give you every chance possible before I say, I'm done. Get out of my face. When you want to be a viable, respectful human being to me, I welcome you with open arms. And trust me, I'm going to throw you out of my face with a heavy heart, but I'm going to choose me every time. And that's the problem. A lot of parents are not choosing themselves because they're afraid of being called selfish. They're afraid to be shamed. They're afraid to be slammed. When in fact, too many of these kids, and we can backpedal back to when they're 3 and 4 and 5 years old falling out in Walmart and you don't pop them on the tail. You solidify certain things when they're 5. You don't have to worry about them cussing you out when they're 15.
Not they when they're know five, when they're 2. When they're 2. By 5 they're turning into that FU kid. I mean, you guys, you know, I know that some people may think that, you know, and I'm only speaking for myself. I'll let Dread and Crazy Lady, you know, that they can speak for themselves. But, you know, you see the kids all around you where you just shake your head and you're like, oh my God, you know, or you're trying to shop and that kid just keeps, mom, 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 daddy, 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 daddy. And they're like, you know, stop, you know, whatever. And you're like, oh my God, I'm trying to shop. You know, I mean, do you believe that there should be and this may sound funny, y'all, but this just popped into my head. Do you all believe that everyone should have a shopping experience that is not just with other people's kids, you know, just screaming and yelling and what have you? I mean, can I demand that you take your kid out of the store because I'm trying to shop, I'm trying to concentrate what I'm doing, and your kid is howling and screaming because you're dragging them down the aisle because they want G.I. Joe with the Kung Fu grip and you're not buying it for them? Should I be able, as another shopper, be able to say, call security, take them out? I mean, seriously.
It's a public place, solid. Deal with it.
Well, hold on. Is Walmart, is that a public place? I'm not talking about the park. I'm not talking about the park. In a supermarket and stuff, is that a public place? Because that is owned by somebody. So, oh, right, you know.
Right. Starbucks. That's why I don't like the dead of the night. And I deal with those people at the dead of the night.
I mean, you know, I don't know, y'all. I don't know. I don't know.
Listen, like I said, I'll end with this. Hey, you don't have to beat them with brooms and belts and extension cords, but yeah, we need to bring spankings back because these kids are getting a little bit out of control. When I get called the B word by a kid riding by on a bike, I'm like, what the hell did I do to him? He just felt like, you know, calling me an ugly.
If I even did that when I was younger, I mean, I would never even think to do that when I was out riding my bike.
It's solid. I know where he lives. He lives down the street and around the corner. I know where he lives. And I said, you know what? I said, I could go talk to his mother. And we could, I said, but you know what? That is a YT woman. I didn't even want the irritation.
I don't know, Dre. I just know that parenting has changed a lot, whatever. But like I said, my soon to be 24-year-old son, if he ever thought to call me the B word or F you or no. He would be laying flat. He would be laying flat on his back, and he would probably his back would probably be broken. He would be in a wheelchair the rest of his life, because you will not do that to me. And if I even thought about doing that to my parents, oh please, it just never would have happened. It just never would have happened. The Maven says, I appreciate this convo. Context, FYI, I spent the 90s as a high school teacher in New Orleans public schools before smartphones. Also, I'm not a parent myself. Okay, all right. I was 49 the first time I called my mother the B word to her face. Maven, what did your mom do? Oh, and Maven, I don't know if this is the first time you've been on my show, but, you know, I welcome, you know, I have some conversations that are controversial. Some people get mad at me, you know, with some of the topics that I have, but I don't argue with people. I believe in, if you want to disagree and push back, you're more than welcome, because if everybody agreed with everybody all the time, it would be very boring. But yeah. Were you a wrestler before you became a mom? No, I just grew up with my parents, and I learned what discipline and what respect was. I mean, up until my parents passed away, it was yes, ma'am, and yes, sir, and no, ma'am, and no, sir. That is what it was. So, and when we are around, even now when I'm around some of my elders, it's still yes, sir, yes, 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 ma'am. My son is yes, sir, to his father, and yes, ma'am, to me. And if people are more than 15, 20 years older than my son, he is to address them as Miss or Mr. or Ma'am. You don't call people by their first name unless they give you leave to do so. Thank you for coming, Dredd. Thank you. So, but I don't know. Crazy lady, you have anything else you want to add?
Just make the pet consequences for their actions.
Yeah.
If you know they have consequences for their actions, check it out. A lot of times, though, we think that stuff, you know? But if they know that something, yeah. I was a smart kid. I learned how to build it.
And consequences may not always be a timeout. Sometimes a consequence is that tap on the bottom. Again, I say I don't think you should beat your children, but I do believe that there are times when, you know, that spanking is something that you need to do. So, okay, so I am going to leave you guys with the Staple Singers. Respect yourself. Oh, and Ace, thanks for being in my space. I always have to say that. Okay, here we go.
Yeah.
Well, everybody, respect yourself. Anyway, y'all, thank you for coming. Much appreciated. Frankie in Minnesota, thank you for the gifts. And everyone else, thank you for the likes. Dread and Crazy Lady, thanks for popping up on the show. And the Maven, thank you for popping in for the first time. So thank you. And ACN, thank you for being in my space. Okay, y'all. Enjoy the rest of your day or evening. And I hope to see you tomorrow. Bye.